And welcome, friends, to this edition of the Grace Hour. We're broadcasting live from our studios, which are located at the home of the Greater Grace World Outreach in Baltimore, Maryland. And welcome, friends, to our Monday morning broadcast of the Grace Hour. And, of course, we're starting a brand new week of broadcasting live right here on the Grace Hour. We're so glad that you've joined us and hope you'll get the opportunity to stay with us for the next hour. We'll get things started on our broadcast today with our devotional message from the Scripture. And then, of course, we will open the phone lines following the devotional message and invite you to participate in our broadcast as we do regularly here on the Grace Hour. And when those phone lines are open, friends, you can join us live with your comments and questions and participate in the broadcast simply by picking up a phone and dialing one of these numbers. The toll-free number, which is available to you if you are anywhere in North America, is 800-338-7060. Again, that is the toll-free number, 800-338-7060. The local number right here in Baltimore for our listeners in the greater Baltimore area, and we hope that you will join us, is 410-483-3700. And, of course, welcome to all of you that are listening online, gracehour.org, YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and a number of various podcasts such as Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Audible, and Stitcher, and more. And again, if you cannot join us live, friends, we hope that you will, again, listen to the archive broadcasts when you have the opportunity. But those of you that are joining us live today, we want you to know that you can participate in the broadcast. We hope you will when those phone lines are open. And with a brand new week of broadcasting, of course, comes a brand new theme. And this week's theme, on the Grace Hour, seated above. What does that mean? And while Jesus is seated above, what is he doing while we wait? And of course, we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10, we're waiting for him. And in Titus chapter 2, verse 13, we're waiting for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God from heaven, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is going to be an interesting theme as we get things started with this theme today, and then, of course, develop it throughout the week. And we hope that you will do that with us, friends, and when the opportunity presents itself, to share your thoughts with us as well when the phone lines are open here. On this, the Monday edition of the Grace Hour, we do understand that many of you have now, well, they've become a little bit more acclimated to the time change. Of course, our afternoon broadcasts, we conducted those for years. And most recently, we have, again, changed the time of our broadcast to 11 a.m. to 12 noon on Eastern Standard Time, which has been a little bit of a change. We understand a little bit of a variation of the broadcast, but many of you have found your way to our live broadcast, and we appreciate that so much and hope to hear from some of you later in the broadcast today. So it's a great theme, seated above, what Jesus is doing while we wait. And here to get things started for our first of these many devotionals throughout this week, Pastor Shibeli has joined us in our studios.
Good morning.
Morning.
Pre-noon.
Yeah.
Good
Amen.
Morning. I think this is a tremendously awesome thought and topic for us with Grace Hour this week. What is Jesus doing? And of course, we know that scripturally is where we find the answers to what Jesus is doing. And in verse 6 of Acts chapter 1, they wanted to know from Jesus, what is the time that you restore the kingdom to Israel? They were very concerned with a kingdom restoration. A kingdom restoration. And Jesus said to them, in a very interesting phrase, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power. Okay? And the Holy Spirit has come. So they wanted to know something about specific times. And he was just telling them, you're going to be waiting. And what is Jesus doing right now? What was Jesus doing as he ascended up and as he was leaving planet Earth and going to be with his Father in the ascension? what would be taking place? What would be going on? Well, I think there's two tremendous answers here that are scriptural. The first one, in Hebrews 7, verse 25, it says, he ever lives to make intercession for us. I just love those two words, for us. You know how Romans 8:31 says, God is for us? But he ever lives to make intercession for us. What's he doing? He's ever living. I preached a message many, many years ago in Southern Africa called Ever Living, Ever Loving. But he ever lives to do what? To intercede for you and to intercede for me. And this is where we receive abundant grace from the throne of grace in our weakness, in our weakness. He ever lives to make intercession for us. He died, he lived for us. He died for us, and now he ever lives to make intercession for us. That's a great truth, isn't it? That Jesus Christ is always about the business of being for us, for us. And I love that Romans 8:31 verse, which I said prior, that if God be for us, who can be against us? And by the way, the word if, kind of like a little bit of a interesting translation. It says in, I think it's Kenneth Wiest, and in the Greek language, in view of the certain fact that God is for us, who can be against us? It's not maybe the if as we know if and maybe he is or maybe he isn't. But in view of the certain fact that God is for us, who can be against us? So Jesus is ever living to make intercession for us. That's why when we have things that are taking place in our lives on a daily basis, we can come to him. And it says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, a verse that we love and know well, we know it very well. It says that he's on the throne of grace. And we can come boldly. It says come boldly. And that word parousia means come with freedom. You have an access. Come with freedom. Come with courage. Come with freedom and come with courage. Come boldly to the throne of grace where you will get grace to help in time of need. He's there interceding for us. Think about it. On the throne is Jesus, the Son of God. On the throne is Jesus, the perfect man. On the throne is Jesus, the great high priest. On the throne is Jesus, the King of kings. On the throne is Jesus, who is my helper. You'll get grace to help in time of need. And we're to come boldly. So he is there. What is Jesus doing? He is there, ever living to make intercession for us. Wow, what could be better than that? That's really, it's amazing and incredible. He's there. He's there for you and he's there for me. And it's really something when the believer understands deep in their heart that not only is God for them, but he is interceding for us. He is going before the Father for us. He is there on our behalf. He's pleading for us. He's asking for us. He's initiating for us, all for us. And that's really something. He ever lives to make intercession for us. And that's how we can get grace to help in time of need. He's on the throne of grace, and that grace is abundant grace. It is grace that is unfathomable to the human mind. It is grace for every single need, whatever it may be. Whatever it may be and whatever you're going through or I'm going through or passing through in my life, he ever lives. He's living to make intercession for us. The second aspect of what he's doing right now is 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. It says, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And by the way, it says we have to hold. It's having a very strong tense. We have an advocate with the Father, the Parakletos, the Paraklesis. Okay? He's our advocate. He's our encourager. He's our strengthener. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He gives us mercy. for our sin. That's what he does. He intercedes, and I want to just connect that to grace for our weakness. And he's an advocate, and that's mercy for our sin. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So, and not that we want to make on purpose decisions to be unrighteous, but when we are involved with the unrighteousness of man in our personal lives, we have Jesus Christ, the righteous, right there as our advocate, the counsel for our defense, a legal, spiritually legal advocate for us. So I think it's incredible. He's giving us grace in our weakness and mercy for our sin. And that's what you get when you come to the throne of grace. You get grace and mercy to help in time of need. So this is the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ for the church and for the believer. And this is something that's absolutely eternal and personal. It continues on and on and on and on and on forever. Obviously, when we get to heaven, we're not going to need an advocate because we will be in a place where there'll be no sin. But I think it's amazing to think that Jesus Christ did not only live for us, he shed his blood for us, he redeemed us, he satisfied the Father's righteousness, and that's incredible. He reconciled us, but now he's in heaven for us. He's in heaven for us. He lived for us, he died for us, and now he ever lives to intercede for us, and we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. As we consider these things, pick up your phone. Give us a call. Tell us what you think about him being intercessor and advocate. What you think about that truth. What you think about Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 10, as he's telling them. It's not for you to know. They're so concerned with his return and the coming of kingdom authority. And he said, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons, but you shall receive power. But during this time, as you're waiting, you have an intercessor and you have an advocate. So, Father, we thank you today. We pray that you would just touch this time that we have on the air and that people would be moved by the Spirit to call. And we thank you. We thank you for people that are always already starting to just tune in and to connect with us. So bless our time. Those watching from Las Vegas, somebody from Anchorage. From Anchorage, is that Alaska?
That's
wow.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's Nestor. Nestor's actually part of our church here in Baltimore. He's out there.
He's in Anchorage?
He is at the present time.
Wow.
And said that he would be reaching out to us. Thank you, Nestor. Great to hear from you. Good to know you made it safely.
To Anchorage, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, is there any snow out there?
I hope not.
I don't think so.
But there might be. You never know.
Yeah.
Friends, the phone lines are open, and here's your opportunity to join us and participate in the broadcast. We hope you will. It's quite simple. If you're anywhere in North America, give us a call on our toll-free number, which is 800-338-7060. And locally here in Baltimore, we invite you to join us at 410-483-3700. Seated above. Well, that's where Christ is. And according to the scriptures, that's where we are too.
Yes, we are in him. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Seated together with Christ in heavenly places. And yet there is his two functions or the two offices that he is engaged in, interceding and an advocate. And I think that's incredible because really it's all for us. It's all for us. It's all for the Christian. It's all for the church. The ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. He's still thinking about us.
Wow.
He's still living for us. He's still giving mercy to us. He's still giving us strength for our weaknesses. Intercessor and advocate.
Amazing. Getting a number of, comments being sent to us from our various listeners around the globe. And Ismene, we want you to know, she's written to us that, you know, I'd like to say something, but my English is not perfect.
Neither is mine.
Yeah, really. Ours is not either.
Come on.
Take the opportunity you share with whatever on
we
your heart.
We could get a
We'll figure it out.
We could get a call from Mumbai. They're watching. Yeah, El Salvador's
Helsinki.
Watching. Anchorage is watching. Vegas is watching. Come on.
Liberia.
Don't leave us. Where?
Liberia.
Liberia? I didn't see that. Where's that?
Becky. Oh. Yeah, Becky D'Agostino. And Becky, just let
Liberia.
You know we're thinking about you, Becky. We know that her son recently went home to be with the Lord, and she's been on our hearts, and we're with you. We love you. And she sends, this is a perfect theme, love his word, love his body, love you guys. And right back at you, Becky, thank you. And, you know, Pastor Shabelli, it makes me wonder, when we think of the intercessory work of Christ, I wonder how many times his work of intercession has made a difference in our lives, saved us, delivered us, answered a prayer that we didn't even know we had on our hearts. So much could be accomplished through the intercessory work of Christ, and there may be times we don't even realize it. How many times
Millions?
Has God delivered us?
Millions, right? Thousands, tens of thousands, 100,000, I mean, on and on it goes. We have Vicky Washington on the line.
Yeah, she is joining us live from Baltimore.
Come on now.
Vicky, welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, everyone. Well, listen. Oh,
you sound
please.
Too calm for me. Where's the hallelujah?
I just want to praise him this morning.
That's good.
Hey, listen. You know, I'm thinking about the theme of this week. Can you please have Carol Bailey call and sing Seated Above? It's a song that she wrote back in the day up in Maine. But it's I know that you've heard it before, but please have her call and sing that. I'm seated above with Jesus, my King.
Maybe Vicky, she's listening right now.
I was going to say, Carol does listen to the Grace Hour. Carol, if you are listening, why don't you do just that? Why don't you give us a call? We would love to hear you sing that song live on the Grace Hour.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
A cappella, right?
Hmm?
Without background, just sing it, right?
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Yeah, come on now.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Oh, wow. How you doing, Vicky?
Okay, well, it is well.
You're above.
It is well.
You're above. And you're seated. You're not standing above. You're seated above.
I'm seated above.
You know what I like about that seated above, too? I heard a message from Charles Spurgeon once. He said that when Stephen was being stoned to death, He said this, he saw the Lord standing at the right hand of the Father. And somebody said to me, well, why was he standing? I thought he was seated. I think he stands up when somebody comes home to be with the Lord. He stands to welcome them home.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I think he stood up. Maybe he thought, you know what, I might just go down there and rescue him. But,
yeah.
But he allowed that to happen.
Allowed it to happen, then he stood up when he came home.
Wow. I guess you could say, along with him being our advocate and our intercessor, the one that we can always count on to stand up for us is Jesus.
Stand up.
Amen.
We stand up for him. He stands up for us first, and we stand up for him.
Vicky, it's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's good to have a voice to hear.
Yeah, that voice still sounds beautiful. And
that's a good one. It's good to have a voice to hear.
Love to hear you sing.
That's right.
We'd love to hear you sing one of these days soon as well.
Come on now.
I know. You know, I'm working on it. I'm starting to maybe try to sing every day. And, you know, just have to get my voice back in tune.
Yeah, I hear you. Pastor Shabelli and I have been trying to do that with our own voices now for decades.
Many decades. My mother said I was singing when I came from her when I was born. I said, what was the song? She goes, I don't know. It wasn't very good, though.
Vicky, thank you for the call.
Oh, thank you. God bless you guys.
Great to hear from you. And we will once again say, Carol, if you're listening, you give us a call. We'd love to hear you sing that beautiful song entitled Seated Above. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Colombia, the country of Colombia. Pastor Brent Halinga joining us live in the Grace Hour with some encouraging words. Pastor Brent, welcome.
Hey, it's great to be here. Medellin is on the map, and it's happening, and we just keep going forward. It's awesome. You know, according to the message today,
you can never wrap your natural mind around what Christ has done for us. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like, John 14:23, right? You know, it's just, if anyone loves me, he'll keep my word. My Father will love him, and we're going to come and make our home in him.
Mm.
I mean, you know, it's just like those things, you know, it's Christ in you that is the hope of our glory. You know, just all the things that Pastor Shibeli was talking about, you know, just being our advocate. You know, he's the King of Kings. I mean, all of this, and we claim him. We realize that he is our Savior.
Mm. Amen.
That's, I mean, awesome. What do we have in our portfolio, right? The cross and Jesus. There he is.
Yeah.
Tell us a little something about what's going on down there.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're having weekly meetings and a couple times, which we are building a, it's an English speaking church.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of the Sundays, we have it on Saturday because the number of the people that are with us have Sunday ministries. So on Sunday morning, we go out to this place where they shut down the road and a lot of people are walking by, and we bring out the cornhole, and it is amazing how many people come over and want to play the game, talk to us, and it's really a magnet, and people just come to us. And so we've made some great contacts and have added some people in the church that way. Sunday nights, many times we'll have a bilingual Bible study that includes Lucy's Spaghetti.
Woo! Hey,
come on. Yeah, they actually go about 3.5 to 4 hours, and we have dinner, great fellowship, and the word, and so we have some people coming up with us to the conference in June, and it's so really a lot of exciting things, but mm-hmm. you know, the reality is that every day, You just seek God for his guidance, for who you can run into, how you can edify someone and build each other up.
Amen.
And then just live in a great way with your wife.
Maybe you could explain to us, because there's probably some people that are listening. Maybe they're like me. They're old school. What's cornhole? What is that?
Yeah.
A game, right?
Cornhole. Cornhole is something that I like to win at. So
what is it?
Yeah, cornhole is becoming a real popular game. A lot of tailgates or at parties or picnics, that type of thing. It's a wood board that has a hole in it, and it's similar, you could say, to like horseshoes, because
Oh, okay.
You get the bean bags, you throw in, you know, it's 3 points on top, it's 1 point.
So Brent, you say you're pretty good at this game.
I stand behind the 3-point line, and you know, Steph
okay.
Curry would be impressed.
All right, so
oh,
Coach
boy.
Pat Lynch and myself, we are a great cornhole team.
Woo.
And we're going to have to come down there and challenge you and the best player you can find.
Yeah, well, usually Pastor Manny and myself hook up, and
a ringer. I know you've got a
Pastor.
Ringer. Okay, I got.
Maybe
you
will have a contest at convention. And,
yeah.
And yeah,
we should put together a tournament for convention.
That
a lot
sounds,
of people,
yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
There you go.
Maybe at late yep. at night under the lights. How about that?
Ooh, man.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well,
hey, good. Get your practice in, Pastor Brent.
He's challenging
you. Because we're coming for you.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, we can have, you know, we do have that summer harvest on July 20th to 27th. And, you know, really, it's just a great time to soul win here. A lot of people are open, and it's we always make it the place here is amazing. Some of the ministries that we have in our church with up in this communal 13, which they're teaching all these kids many different types of things of how to use computer, boxing, how to cut hair. You know, just giving the kids a different opportunity, and that whole place has become really a nice attraction.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Creative evangelism. We love it.
Yeah, it's a, you know, I love it. Here's really the secret behind it too, is that people come to us, and then if they put one or two in the hole, do you know how ready they are to hear some good news? Really, their emotions are there. They're excited. The walls are down, and they really, it's a beautiful time.
It sounds like you're going to have to let them win a few games from time to time.
Oh yeah, yeah. I kind of stay on the side on that, and we put them a little closer so they can be more successful.
There you go. Hey, we've got other callers to get to, but we really appreciate you giving us an update, and we want all of our listeners to be praying for you and Lucy and the team and the work that's going on in Medellin, Colombia.
Yes.
Amen. Hey, we love Grace Hour. God bless you guys.
Thanks so much for joining us. Phone lines are open. 800-338-7060 is the toll-free number. Locally here in Baltimore, 410-483-3700. Now we're going up to Montreal, Canada. We're going from South America to North in Canada.
She's been there. She's to South America, too.
Oh, well, Renee has been everywhere.
Renee Bala.
But thank God she's joining us today live on the Grace Hour. Hi, Renee.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Today's a day off for us, so
wow.
I'm relaxing and getting more relaxed as I heard your message, Pastor Cibelli. This was such an awesome message. It's like to know that God is interceded. Jesus Christ is interceding for me, for us.
For you.
Yes, imagine that. So I can relax, I can rest, I can let go of all the worries that I'm trying to solve and hold on to. It's amazing. It's like, thank you. And also, like, not to know that the is returned is also, like, quite relaxing and resting.
Sure. I mean, there's two things.
One more burden that's off my shoulder.
Yeah.
We Amen. Don't know when he's coming, and we don't know when we're going.
I know. This is great. This is so awesome. And I just called to let you know that I love you, and really I appreciate your lives. And it's like it's just great to know Jesus and to get to know him more and to know the Word. And it's like it's so rich. It's so pure. It's so encouraging. It's filled with hope. And I love it. I love, like, the Amen. Callers, like Vicky Washington. Thank you for your calm voice. And come on now. And
come on
I
now.
I love it. I love everything.
I got Colombia. One word for
I
you.
I want to go to Colombia. I want to visit Colombia.
Yeah. I got one day, word one for day. You. I got one yes. word for you.
Yes.
Africa.
Africa,
I didn't
he
get
said.
It.
He said Africa.
Africa. Yes, Africa. Yes. Africa.
Yebo.
you're missed there, so you got to make a trip over
so,
there.
Renee, we have to ask you. You have a day off. What day are you celebrating in Canada?
Actually, we don't know. It's like it used to be like celebrating the Queen, but now it's Patriots Day. So me, I just have a day off.
Okay, Patriots Day. And hey, congratulations. There's still a couple of teams from Canada that are in the NHL playoffs, right?
She doesn't know.
Edmonton and Calgary. So Ooh. Congratulations.
But where are the Canadians?
Oh, they're in the golf course.
Yes, Canadians are playing
in the golf course.
Yeah, Yebo.
Yebo. Yeah, you know, what's that verse, Pastor Cibelli, that you always gives when we ask too many questions, like things are too high, you know, mind too high. Or
my eyes are not lofty, my heart is not haughty. I need to exercise myself in matters too high for thee.
Yes,
my soul behaves itself as a weaned child.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 131, is it? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, thank you.
No, it's great. So, we miss you. You coming down for convention?
No, I'm not. You know what? God is setting me apart to himself.
Hey, wait a minute now.
Why not?
I'm not
going
to let that pass.
Yeah. It's going to be difficult for me to stay here, but my mom, you know, she really,
okay.
I'm taking care
she
of
needs
her.
You.
That's
really,
a good reason. That's okay then. I thought you were not coming because you were going to go out and play that cornhole game or something.
Yeah, we just wanted to make sure you're not backsliding.
No, who knows? I mean, I still have my week off for that week, so who knows what
okay.
could happen.
Okay,
I thought of bringing my mom, but I think the travel would be too long for her.
Sure, yeah.
But I'm going to be listening, and if she doesn't go home, like, before convention, I will be listening. If she goes home before convention, then I'll be right there in person.
Amen.
Well, it's great to hear from you, Renee.
I love you. You're great. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. God bless you. Great to hear from Renee up in Montreal.
Montreal.
What a blessing. Friends, we have a prayer request that's been brought to our attention. A four-year-old named Eli has been rushed to a Boston hospital after being found in a pool. Father, we pray for this young boy. We pray that you would keep him alive. We pray that there would be no lasting damage done as a result of having been found in this pool. We don't know all of the details, but we just know that his family and those that know this young man are crying out to you, and we know that you live to make intercession for us, and we're praying for this young boy today. We ask that he would be spared and that you would just completely restore him to good health. In Jesus' name, amen. Those phone lines are open, friends. You can join us. Donna has written to us, says, thanks so much for praying for us. We have arrived at our destination, problem-free. We were blessed to miss all of those storms which struck in parts of Canada, Ottawa, and Quebec. God ordained our getting here by safely, so praise him for that. Thank you, Donna. Appreciate
we were coming back yesterday from New York. Wow. Yeah. I mean, that storm
you were in upstate
something.
New York?
Yeah, but that storm was something.
Powerful storms.
You could hardly move and see anything. I want to just thank Pastor Lance up in Johnston, New York, and Pastor David Moore, who came down, and some people from Dover Plains, for our annual convention in the Greater Grace Church with Pastor Lance. That was an amazing time. I had a great time. And if you're someone who was at that conference, give us a call. Tell us you were there. Give us a call.
Yeah, let us know
Pastor
what
Lance,
your thoughts
give us
are
a call.
After the conference up there in New York State. And Carol Bailey, if you're listening, we're still waiting on your call. You can give us a call and maybe share that wonderful song with our listeners.
Maybe if we sang it, it was so bad that she would call just saying, I can't let them go on.
I'm afraid if we sang that song, we'd lose all of our listeners. Yeah, we don't want to do that.
I don't even know the words.
Let's keep the phone lines open. 800-338-7060. That's toll free. And right here in the Baltimore area, friends, you can join us at 410-483-3700. Evie in Helsinki watching said, we sure desperately need his interceding. Amen to that. And Samuel Carter says, good morning, watching from Liberia. How about that?
Samuel Carter?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of that man. Could he call us up?
Let's see.
Or tell us where he's from. Is it Monrovia? Are you involved with any Greater Grace Church in Liberia? We have about 30 of them in Liberia. And maybe give us some indication where you are listening from, which part of Liberia. And thanks for listening.
Yeah. And if you can't reach us by phone, just let us know on Facebook Live or YouTube Live where you are. And R.G. Campbell says, I've been on hold for about 10 minutes on the phone line. Maybe are there some technical problems, not that we're aware of.
We don't see it.
Keep trying. Get through to us. Join us live. Appreciate it. Let's go up to Buffalo, New York. Ed is joining us on the Grace Hour. Ed,
shuffle off to Buffalo.
Ed, you've got a comment and a question about today's broadcast.
Yes. Thank you so much, Pastor Love, Pastor Schiavelli. Absolutely victorious show here today. All the comments and prayer requests and everything, you know, for a little Eli, 4 years old, you know, he couldn't imagine, you know, when something like this happens to the family. But, you know, everyone is praying, I'm sure. And makes me think of Theos Pneumos, which is the inspiration term. And it means technically the breath of God. And when a little baby goes into a pool, we pray that, you know, that little breath will come back. And his brain won't have any damage. So that's a prayer request. Now, Renee up in Montreal. Renee, it's called Victoria Day. It's called Victoria Day.
Now, that's strange that someone from the States would have to tell someone from Canada what day they're celebrating.
We share two large waterfalls.
That's
the
right.
The Canadian side and the so we have a lot in common. You know, there's great unity in that water. Now, yeah. With that in mind, I just want to say something. If Victoria, I hope you're listening closely because you'll enjoy this. You see, in Canada today, they're celebrating Victoria Day, but in the Kingdom of Heaven today, they're celebrating Victorious Day, and they're celebrating it every day. Just a thought. Now, let's move to Brent Halinga. I love this guy. Pastor Brent is one of the dearest men on the planet, and his heart for souls is so tender, and he has such great, you know, just real wisdom and love for people, you know. But I want to say something. Back in the 83-84 era, we were on the same softball team. Now, Brent had injured his left wrist very, very badly. So he had to wear a cast. And I remember being in the dugout, and he would tell the other players, I'm going to rip a double through the left or right side of the outfield right now with one hand. He used to do it, one-handed swing. He knows that to be true, and he was so gifted. And later on, Pastor Stevens was our coach. Great time in my life as a memory, and also just realizing that sometimes you got an injury, but you don't have any excuses. There's no excuse there. That Brent's like, hey, this is nothing to me. I'm going to tell you right where the ball's going. So I remember how victorious he was back then. And it's such an honor to be his friend for all these years. But I want to comment, for some reason, everything I'm hearing generally around people, basic conversations, and this is a question and a comment maybe, and then I'll get off the air. Why is it that everything is so complicated, complex? Every time you talk to people, there's like 11 things they're talking about at the same time. It's kind of like that guy in the Jeep on Green Acres. He's got 6 conversations in his mind before the other guy can even talk, And this is what's going on now. They're getting flooded with these voices of things that are so irrelevant. Voice your opinion about, everything. But here's the thing. I think a verse that I wanted to see if Pastor Steve and yourself would comment briefly. I'll get off the air and it'll take too much more time. Why is it that we're, as believers, we are really, really told to stay with the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord? It's like seated above. Yes, mm-hmm. I am. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. Yes. God, if God be for me, who can be against me? You see, this is yes. I mean, a second grader could understand that, So there is a simplicity in that. And I think we need to be reminded of where our faith rests, really rests. It's in something that's far greater than the complex mind of men. And it just seems like this is a demonic strategy to get people so wacky.
Well, read that verse, the 2 Corinthians 11. It talks about corrupted from the simplicity in Christ, okay?
Wow, that, Pastor. Okay.
That happens because of the enemy, okay? So we've got the flesh, which is the old sin nature, which is definitely going to be confused, and then demonic projections at the flesh and take away from the simplicity in Christ. That word is haplotes, that which is single and sincere in Jesus Christ. And God is not trying to like trick people or confuse people or give people a double mind. That he wants it to be very precise, very clear, very direct, and easy to be understood. It's the enemy and the all sin nature in this world system. Remember, what is the world? The world is that which is alien from and opposed to the life of God. It's fed by two sources, the world. The world is fed by the devil and demons. He's the god of this world. And the world is fed by the flesh, the old sin nature. So as these two sources are feeding the world system, you have a world system that is completely confused. It is double-minded. It is nothing but, and Satan is the author of confusion, and yet God is very clear, precise, it's single, it's sincere. And that's key. And so I've got to recognize that when all these things that are going on in our life are very confusing and complex, and oh my goodness, you can't hear, you can't even believe what's going on in the minds of people, we realize that this is not sourced in God, but it's sourced in the old sin nature and in the devil and demons. And he walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So, you know, David Livingstone had a very simple, very interesting way of thinking about missions. He said, keep it scriptural, keep it simple, and keep it sincere. And he said that was those were the keys. Even the word single, I think he threw in there. But that's what he did as far as winning in Southern Africa. And people get, like, they look at things and they really think these things are confusing. It's because they're confused. And if they had a single eye of God, a precise mind, thoughts that come from above, as we know about today's devotional, then they would be able to clearly see right through all of that confusion. You know, all of that confusion.
That's good stuff. I love that, the singularity. I've even read that, you know, Paul wrote that and said, don't be removed from the singularity of the gospel.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, Ed's comment was, you know, you talk to people and they have 11 different ideas, 11 different opinions, 11 different directions. Well, Isaiah 26:3, you know, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee.
Yes.
A stayed mind
stayed
on Christ. Keep it single. Keep it simple.
Yep.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate the call. And
we got the singer?
Yeah, well, before we get to Carol, we got to take Rick's call, who's been waiting to join us from the Greater Grace Church in Las Vegas. Carol, you hold on. We're going to get to you. Rick, welcome.
Hey, thank you very much, pastors. Been trying to get through, finally had success.
Good.
Praise God. So, first, a quick report of good news. We had a great and anointed visit from Pastor James Deditas from Montreal last week. Out here, he gave a great message about spiritual warfare. Pastor Perkins gave a great follow-up to that message about angelic conflict yesterday at church. And next week, we look forward to a visit from Pastor Tony Pallotta.
Wow, so, that's exciting.
Yes. So on this message that you have about Christ's intercession, which I love the topic because we're doing a lot of outreach with homeless, and we really try to drive home this grace message and how Christ is our great interceder in heaven, so that they know that you know, they are redeemed. But right now, later on today, I'm going to be having a prayer session with Pastor Perkins and our church, one of our church elders, Eddie Sullivan, you might know, who's our elder and chaplain. Well, anyways, we have a widow sort of in our realm, and she has two small children. And I find myself trying to be an advocate and interceder, so to speak, on their behalf, because they're going to be displaced in about a week, and they really have very little resources. And, you know, my heart really goes out to them. And I was just wondering any counsel or advice that you might have as far as the role or responsibility. You know, I've read many times in scripture about, you know, how the church should treat the fatherless and widows, but how we might be able to step up as a church to help them in this, in their time of need.
Hmm. So. I think having worked in the cities and worked in my hometown, my home city, we would find people that have drug and alcohol problems, and eventually results in being homeless and whatnot. And so going after, which many people are always trying to treat the consequences of these things that have taken place and never go to the source, never go to the heart of the matter. And it is like, number one, salvation. Number two, getting them to a place where they can live surrounded by spiritual life. It really, what they need, whether you're homeless or you're not homeless, what you need is a church, the body of Christ, so that we can have friendships and relationships that will impart spiritual truth and life into us. This is the key. You know, sad to say, I found that many people, whether they have a drug or alcohol problem or even homeless, they kind of are pretty relaxed in that situation and seem like it doesn't really matter too much to them if they, wanted to get them out of it. So is there a desire within the individual that's homeless or has a drug or alcohol problem? Is there a desire for God first? Not a desire to find a home first. Not a desire to find a recovery situation from alcohol or drugs. Is there a desire for Jesus Christ? And I know that some people would answer me and say, well, how, you know, they're so confused and they're so deeply involved in these kind of things that they don't even know anything about God. And I understand that, and I know that we can bring them into a place and we can initially help them by drawing them and helping their situation physically or financially or whatever. But what we would love to see and what really brings total victory is, do they want God? This is the key. Does the person want God? And because I have found that there's times when I've worked, and I spent 10 years doing this, work with people that were in addictions and in the homeless, and the big question is they didn't want God. So maybe it worked for a while, but if they don't want God, it will never last.
Pastor, if I may, just for a quick moment, I probably should have gave you a backstory on this woman. We do a lot of outreach, but this woman isn't homeless. She's actually with a Christian family that is part of our congregation. She's been to our church. And so the problem is, because of medical difficulties that have happened within the family where she's staying, her and her children are being displaced because the two kids would be kind of in the way of this man who's trying to recover. So the thing is that she has no addictions. She's got a great will to work and all that. It's just that she's in a difficult spot. And so we're not talking about any addiction.
Right. I was addressing the overall problem of homeless, drugs and alcohol problem. Every specific situation can bring another solution, from the Holy Spirit. So,
yes, no, I appreciate that. So perhaps you could keep us in prayer in that. But what is our role, in this matter? If it's somebody who's related to our church or our congregation, if we find a widow with children,
you do have a responsibility, Rick, to try and provide for them as much as is possible within the context of your local assembly. But to care for the fatherless and the widows, that's a responsibility that we have as a church. So whatever can be done and whatever means you have available to help them, you should do all that you can.
I agree. And so I believe that between Pastor Eddie and myself that we're really going to pray that resources within our congregation can help out in this matter. So
wonderful. We'll be praying for that need too.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thanks for getting through to us, Rick. Appreciate it. Sorry for the problem getting through, but we're glad you called.
Yes, thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
You too.
I'm seated above.
Yeah. Finally, we're going to get to Carol. Thanks for holding on, Carol. Someone requested, I don't know if you were listening, but Vicki Washington requested that you might be able to sing that song for us, Seated Above. And would you be able to do that?
Yeah, what's that verse, Pastor Chevalier, that you always give when we ask too many questions?
That's Rene Ballant.
Oh, I'm sorry. We thought.
My eyes are not lofty. My heart is not hearty. I need to exercise myself enough.
Okay.
It's a replay.
Oh, we have a little. All right, we're having some problems here. Carol, are you listening to us? It could be that she's listening to the program.
I'm still here.
Okay, but we can hear the Grace Hour in the background. If you could turn that down, and then you could join us live.
Okay.
How's that?
Off.
Okay, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. Yeah, no, we can still hear the background. So you might have to just turn off the program and stay with us on the phone, and if possible.
Okay.
How's that? Oh, that's much better.
Okay.
Could you sing that song for us, Carol?
Sure.
All right. Go right ahead.
Pastor Love, first of all, Pastor Love and Pastor Shabelli, I want you to know I love you both so much. You bless my heart so much.
Thank
Vicky,
you.
This is for you, Vicky. God bless you, Vicky. Have your problems that hinder and make you blue? Well, just shake them all off. They don't have to get through. Jesus really, really loves you with eternal love. And nothing can touch you because you're seated above. We are all seated above with Jesus our King, resting in his finished work. Now we can sing, for his ascended life is so rich and so free. We're protected in his blood for all eternity. Well, the past is all gone, praise God. And now, just passed by, we have no cares for the future, because in God who is, we abide. We are by faith, we can grow in his beautiful love and claim our position as seated above.
Amen.
Oh, beautiful. Now, Carol, did you write that?
We did. And I have joy and victory, not depending on soulish feelings. Hallelujah, we've been set free. By faith, we can grow in his beautiful love and claim our position as seated above. We are seated above with Jesus our King, resting in his finished work. Now we can shout and we can sing, for his ascended life is so rich and so free. Oh, we are protected in his blood, so secure in his love, seated far, far above for all eternity.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Carol, did you write that song?
Yes.
Wow.
Back in 1972.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that
wow.
with us. And we appreciate it. It's so filled with such spiritual truth. And it's what we're talking about all week long here on the Grace Hour. Thanks so much for calling and sharing with us.
You're welcome. And thank you for letting me share that. It's been years since I've sung that. And every time I sing it here around the house, it just builds me up, because it's doctrine that truth that Pastor taught us from the Word, that we don't have a past anymore. We don't live in what was, and now just passed by, and the only thing that lasts is eternal thoughts, eternal words. Anything that's done in Christ will last forever, and we will open the book of remembrance and see it there.
Amen.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is. We have to sign off, but Carol, thank you so much for singing that song with us today.
Welcome. Thank you.
God bless you. Well, Pastor Shabelli, we're about to wrap this particular edition of the Grace Hour up, but again, the promise, you know, Christ went up and ascended, and of course, so many people ask that question, well, since Christ ascended, what's he doing? And theologians refer to it as his present session in heaven. So describe for our listeners in just the remaining minute or two that we have left, what that present session is all about.
As far as him being a advocate and
yes.
intercessor.
Yes.
And I love it because I love it. I want to just think, too, about Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. We're risen and we're seated with Christ. We are hidden with Christ in God. And so that ministry, it's a ministry of him giving us grace for our weakness. He's an intercessor for us and then giving us mercy for our sin. And that is so key because those are the two things we get at the throne of grace. And that's where he's seated at. He's on the throne and he's there and he is ever living. He's ever living to make intercession for us. He didn't just go up to heaven just to wait for us. You know, he went up to heaven to be involved in a ministry for us in heaven so that we can come to God. We sin. He's got mercy. We're weak. He gives us strength. We're confused. He gives us peace. We live, you know, in a state of yesterday. He gives us a present truth. We live in unbelief. He gives us his faith. He's there for us. Mm. And that's, to me, is so incredibly valuable to the believer. To understand and know that, sometimes they think, well, he saved me. I understand that. And his blood paid for my sins. But you know what's going on now? No, I know what's going on now with him. What's going on with you? You know? Yeah. What's going on with you? And that's the key.
Wow.
So it's going to be
beautiful.
A good week with that subject.
Sure is. And along with his work as our advocate and intercessor, you know, he's also in the construction business, isn't he?
Yes.
He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
Ooh!
So it's got to be quite a nice place
yeah.
because he's been preparing it now for over 2,000 years.
Your place is going to have two or three basketball courts and an ice hockey rink.
Wow.
Yeah, you're going to have, you just go out your back door. It's all going to be air conditioned.
And no matter what my age is, I'll still be able to skate.
Oh, you'll score. You know what? You'll put the puck right by an angelic goalie.
I know who you're talking about.
Pastor Steve Murillo.
Yes, he'll be able to finally put the pads back on and
yes.
get out there and play again like he was a kid. Well, friends, thanks so much for joining us. We're out of time, but we're just getting things started this week with our new theme, what it means to be seated above and what Jesus is doing presently while we wait mm-hmm. for his imminent return. And he's doing quite a bit, again, as our advocate and as our intercessor at the right hand of the throne of God, making
Amen.
Intercession for you and I. And how many times has he delivered us? How many times has his prayers made such a difference in our lives? Too many to even mention. Thanks for joining us, and we hope you'll be back with us a little less than 24 hours from now. Until then, may God bless you.